don't worry, you will succeed whatever you do. From this world, I really becoming attached to this world. And I started to think about, hey, my mother told me something and means she believe in me. It means I possible six figure every month where I possible travel the world, enjoy my life, go with my family and with multifamily. My mistake cost me almost 200K. But, you know, this is the beautiful learning about real estate. I come back more strong of respect before, because you know now this property generates really good cash. Like, the most important part is give first, give with open heart, give to them, and after you will receive. How I create this kind of relationship really easily. It to create relationship is give first and after ask, you know.
Today's guest is a true alchemist of adversity, turning a career-ending injury into an empire of influence and investment. Dr. Jacopo Jaziello began his journey in Naples, Italy, where he swapped soccer dreams for business plans at 18 years old, launching a jewelry empire that took him from Italy to Africa. By 22, he was immersed in real estate, mastering cash flow and flips, and now he's based in Florida. With over 350 transactions behind him, Jacopo blends high-performance rituals and elite relationships into a lifestyle he calls MPBE, Meditate, Morning, Pray, Biohacking, and Exercise. He's here to talk legacy, leverage, and how to live healthy, rich, and happy. I'm sorry, I had to read this because it's such a wonderful intro. I could not have done justice if I just winged it. So welcome, Jacopo. Pleasure to have you here.
I really appreciate the invitation in the podcast. My intention in this podcast is to share my knowledge, my heart, and my information to your audience and be really conversational to add the value to the people in this podcast.
I appreciate it, Jacopo. So you are dialing in from Naples right now, or Napoli, as you say it. Thank you for managing the time difference with us. It's getting pretty late in the evening there. I'm very grateful for your time.
Thank you. Yeah, like, you know, I am over here in Napoli because how we chat before the, you know, I have all my family over here and I try to spend the majority of quality of time with my family. I have interest. I continue to have interest in the jewelry space, not like before, but reducing my business over here because the majority is in investment in real estate. But I coming for 3 months during the year over here to enjoy my family, my nephew and everybody, you know.
Excellent. Let's start from the beginning. Let's start from Naples, Napoli. What was your childhood like and what gave you such early hunger for entrepreneurship?
Happening is this one. In life of a lot of entrepreneur people, I starting really my career in entrepreneur business really at young age. What this means, already at 11 years old, I have this desire to read, about the people, they create something unique. The majority of people, they create something unique. They are all entrepreneurs or people, they try to change the world with love. And I am into two kind of people. If we speak about two characteristics inside the book, this is the two characteristics. And I starting over here in Napoli, first of all, I have this dream. I am really creative. I want to becoming a professional soccer. And from 7 years old to 17 years old, I play professional. I live 14 years old, my city, Napoli, to play professional in another club around Italy. And I have all my dream, all my emphasis, everything in this. And at 17 year and a half, you know, the doctor told me, hey, you don't possible play anymore, professional. You need to decide, or you want to walk, or you need to change life. And at that time, I have a really clear path. I need to close this chapter with a lot of sad, you know, different world, because I've been part of for a long time for the world of soccer. And I change. Thanks to my mother helped me with the word love. And from over there, I understand what I want to do in my life. I want to create more abundance external through the business. And I started with the jewelry. Nobody from my family coming from this space. I take money from the government from Italy without money. I do one course. I opened up my first shop, slept in the second floor of the shop because I make the big mistake. Never entrepreneur they need to make. This means location, location, location. After I ask 8,000 euro to my father to moving this shop because I do four pillars really important in business: research, grow, action, and contribution. And I do really perfectly. And in the jewelry, I 18 years old. What I do, I'm moving this shop. And from over there, I open more than 20 shop, make this company really heavy and a multimillionaire success. Open another company in the same space. At 22 years old, I started to invest in real estate through one book of Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad Poor Dad. From over there, another world is open. The world of real estate. And from, you know, I really be passionate related to real estate, you know?
Yeah, speaking of soccer, it was fun seeing Juventus at the White House today.
What did you tell me?
Did you hear in the news Juventus was at the White House today?
No, I don't hear because, you know, this all day I've been like in meeting. And when I am in Italy too, if I join my family, I have a lot of meeting. And I see, you know, I try to don't use too much the TV with information, don't touch directly my sphere of business. But tell me.
The FIFA Club World Cup is starting right now. All of the teams are arriving and Juventus is playing in Washington, D.C. They got invited to the White House. That was an interesting event. You don't see a, you know, team of that caliber visiting, you know, White House very often.
Yes.
Tell me, you were planning on becoming a professional football or soccer player, right? How did losing that career when you were 17 shape your mindset and shape your ambition? It seems like a pretty drastic shift from, you know, I'm going to be a professional football player to now I'm going to run jewelry stores.
Completely. It's a changing of life. And thanks to God, I arrived really at young age. And I explain why. Because whatever happening in our life is because the direction will move in another direction where you will creating different more. I never be attached to the past, but I see the future every time. I see the creation and what's happening, the mindset. At that time, I don't have my body and my mind created to really create something important, but thanks to the divine, I have really two beautiful parents, my mother and my father. And what's happening, my mother at that time, she have really big influence at that time. What she told me, don't worry, you will succeed wherever you do. From this world, I really becoming attached to this world. And I started to think about, hey, my mother told me something and means she believe in me. It means I possible reinvent something. I have this desire to create, to have money because I coming from normal family, never missing nothing, but never becoming like, we are not like, you know, my family, they are not like super rich people. What this means, I want more in my life. And for this reason, the business, and starting to understand that only through business, and I believe 100% to real estate, you know, you possible really becoming wealth and have the quality of life. I read in some book like the Robert Kiyosaki opened completely my mind.
Right, right. The Purple Bible, as they call it, changed many people's lives and attitude towards assets and liabilities and the way we look at them. What particularly about that principle about real estate attracted you? Was it the cash flow? Was it the appreciation? Was there anything specific that attracted you and made you attempt that shift from jewelry, from just purely buying, selling to acquiring assets?
Yeah, what's happening is at 22 years after I read this book, okay, I do, because at that time I live full time in Italy, and I do one auction. I'm an expert in auction. I work in all the Florida auction, in particular Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. I'm becoming really an expert in this field. And I remember I acquired my first property over here in Italy, in one street near where they live my family, where I make in 6 months 34,000 euro. Think about at that time, I'm talking about almost 10, 15 years ago, yeah. Like, you know, long time ago, people make over here the medium price of people, they make, you know, around 20,000. My mind is completely open. I understand the power of real estate. You have like, I have three ways to generate money through real estate. One is the flipping. It means generate capital gain, because this is the word, through buy and sell something and renovate. The second one, I generate cash flow, six figure every month where I possible travel the world, enjoy my life, go with my family and with multifamily. And the third one, I invest land, but with different kind of strategy. I don't know, and I know I read a lot of podcasts. Not everybody, the savvy investor, they want to share what I share right now. What this means, I acquire land in area where, you know, I anticipate the market. How is possible I anticipate the market? I study, I research, I apply all the four aspects I shared before. Research, grow, and do action. What I research where the big project they will go, which how many permits they will go in this area. And something not a lot of investors, they know, when something happening where a lot of people, they go and open the permit, the city, they are more open to like negotiate the possibility to, you know, create more density in the land. And what's happening in my case, what I do, I individuate the land. I starting, you know, and after 3-5 years, I starting to working, you know, with the city, you know, create more density in the land. And or I sell the land with, in general, 5-10x the majority of time. Or like I partner with somebody where, you know, somebody developed the land and I take one portion of everything, you know?
Interesting. So tell me about one real estate deal that you've done in the past that changed everything for you. What made it work or what didn't make it work?
Honestly, the one is most important for me is the first one. Why? The first one is the one where you have the motivation, acquire the, you know, the capacity to understand your possibility to create something. The first in Italy to the first in United States. The first in United States, I do something, you know, I remember like yesterday in Cape Coral, I buy this property with a beautiful ocean view and, you know, after 1 hour, 1 year and a half, I don't make one deal because I go back to Napoli, to United States. I have really difficult to find opportunity. I make my first 34,000. I don't remember precisely, like in this deal of flipping. But in reality, I have multiple, you know, experience in real estate where I learn a lot. The last one I learn a lot is one I buy one multifamily with 15 units. It's happening in this multifamily. I acquired this building and I am sure everything go perfectly with the work. No, everything go perfect and we have some problem with the city. And I working in this deal almost for 3 years. What I learned from this deal is really important. If you have a lot of experience and do a lot of investment, you never finish to learn from real estate. It's really important I learn from this deal two aspects. One is really have every time reserve for the investment you will do. And at that time, thanks God, I have the reserve. And second, stay on top when you have a big project of construction, because other people, they possible make mistake. Two, if my goal every time is to delegate, it's important to see and to control and to delegate the correct person. In this case, I delegate to somebody don't have really, you know, the knowledge. This is my mistake. And my mistake cost me almost 200K. But, you know, this is the beautiful learning about real estate. I come back more strong of respect before because, you know, now this property generate really good cash flow and, you know, but go through a lot of trouble, you know, and this is the last one. But I have really a lot of story. The majority is really good.
I would love to hear more of the story. Can you explain a little bit more about the mistake that you made, why that happened and how you can avoid it in the future?
Yeah, like, for example, one in this case, I make the mistake is this one. I delegate somebody to control the work because how I share with you, I travel a lot. I try to be balanced in 12 aspects of my life, business, career, family, love, friend, and everything. I don't want to be 100% in one career, because I learn in my experience of life, when you will arrive at age, if you are not creating 12 aspects in your life, you will missing a lot this other aspect, growing in all 12 aspects. What's happening, I delegate one person to control the world. This person supposedly need to be in the place of the work, hiring not the correct subcontractor company because he's the general. And what's happening, these people, they make big mistake. The city go over there and try almost to demolish the property because they do like really big mistake for the structure inside of this small multifamily. And from there, I go through a lot of pain because the city started to put fine in the property. And this fine on the property create more problem because I am good in what I do. I negotiate, I take back my boat and negotiate with the city because a lot of people, they don't know, but you know, city depend from the city, you possible negotiate that around 75% of what or more. I negotiate with the city and I return everything in place because I stay on top. Now, what I learn is how I shared before is two things. Delegate to the correct people, stay on top when you have something to build or something to fix, because this moment is really delicate. And you know, if you are not staying on top and you do what I do,
so you delegated to a wrong person, presumably a wrong contractor, without vetting them properly, right? Without verifying their experience. What did that teach you? And how do you determine whether it's the right person or not? Because everybody's good when you meet them. Everybody tells you stories that you want to hear. What are specific steps that you would recommend? What specific steps do you take when delegating work to a contractor or to a consultant?
I love, you know, I want to, they show me which kind of work they do before, but I don't want to they show me. I go through a relationship, and this person coming from a relationship of another my friend investor. And, you know, sometimes people make mistake because they have some kind of problem in their life. This person have a lot of experience, this contractor, but unfortunately, his experience at that moment, the guy is not stay on top of other, because when you contract one company, you have over here under the people, you have the subcontract. With this guy, in every part of Florida, he moving around to control what his job. And unfortunately, the subcontractor make a big mistake because they don't do the structure correctly inside the property. They do like, you know, not the proportion the city they want. And from over there, is open the vase of Pandora because city started to create other problem with other thing. And they started to find the property. And from over there, I starting to retake the boat, renegotiate, fire the contractor. Normally I go intelligent, I don't create other issue, but you know, we organize with this contractor where he will do for me other kind of job, small one, and I resolve the problem. But the learning part is unique. When you work with somebody, if you acquire from another investor, savvy investor, you need to have control in the first couple of months to understand if they have the knowledge what I do. I give the job to him, he give the job to other people, and he never go to the you know, final to the work. And finally, when they finish the job, they make a big mistake. And when the inspector coming, create a lot of issue, you know?
Interesting. So basically, check the work and don't go completely hands off. Make sure that you know what's happening and you're always in control.
I have another solution and I want to share with you. In my experience, different property where, you know, I buy from company, they build the model. What this means, they bring the property, the duplex, the fourplex, whatever is the case, directly on the land, because they build in knowing in loco. And this one really help you, because normally you will have more cost related to this. If you are somebody don't want to stay on top to everybody, what they do, they pass the inspection inside the facility where they build this house, or this duplex or fourplex, whatever is the case, and you will have a problem because this kind of thing is different. The work is not in loco where you need the contractor, you need to pass each inspection. In this case, it's different. different because they have like different kind of similar process, but in different way, you know.
You're talking about a prefabricated method of construction, right? Or modular construction.
Yeah. It means like, you know, for somebody, for me, you know, I have experience, but, you know, normally the cost, if you are savvy investor, you know how it's working at tech, the better contractor, the less price and everything. But in reality, what this gives you is the possibility to be more free, to have more possibility to pay in advance for the work when the inspection pass. And, you know, but for my experience, in reality, you easily 20% more. Another thing, you don't have history. The pricer in particular from the bank, they don't know, it's not history related to this. A lot of this kind of new construction like prefabricate with container or other kind of case is no history. And I arrive at one conclusion, the normal way to build is the best way, because in the other case, you know, we don't have history to if the city of the county they will approve, they approve this kind of method of construction. I feel better in the other way to build for the price, but you need to stay more on top. You need to have more control when you build something, you know, and this is my big mistake in the last one, you know.
Let's talk about relationships. You mentioned relationships being important, and I've read in your bio that you've cultivated relationships with billionaires and high performers. How did you gain access to that circle? How did it reshape your...
Eugene, this is a question I receive from a lot of people. Life is created from network, but network with open heart. I started to create relationship with really wealthy people from really young age, but with the intention to give, not to ask. And the bigger problem for a lot of people, you met the first people through, you know, one relationship or one connection. The first thing they ask to you, wrong thing. Like the most important part is give first, give with open heart, give to them, and after you will receive. How I create this kind of relationship? Really easily. For example, when I have starting the business in the jewelry space, I don't have connection with big, and because I take my PhD in economics, people of different kind of caliber, really multimillionaire, people they have really big success. And I started to give them authority where I interview them. This is many, many years ago. And I started to create this relationship. And during this year, I cultivate. I've been present in the moment where they have some kind of problem. I've been present in the moment where they are happy. I've been present in the moment when it's their birthday, and I cultivate. When you cultivate relationship with open heart, people, they open to you, open the door, and what's happening, you will have multiple ripple effect where they guest to you, to other people. For example, if they want to invest in real estate, they know me and they know I care about the money of other people more than my money, because I have identity, like I don't want to lose any kind of money to other people. And this is how I create relationship. And when I'm moving to United States, the same creation of relationship. Think about my book is a bestseller in Amazon, and I have 3 endorsements. One is my best friend, is a billionaire, create the most important company in Europe, and he sold. And another 2, they are 2 experts in real estate. How I create this relationship? Through this way, and how it generate other kind of contact to go in the specific event, to connect with the specific people, to add value. Right now, for example, I have an editorial in Forbes Italy where I speak about business and how billionaire and multimillionaire their lives in success. And what I do, I interview these people and I bring their knowledge to normal investor entrepreneur in Italy. And to them, I give them authority where one page on Forbes costs 200K. And with me, technically, they have free advertising. And, you know, I give them something important. And from the way to create relationship is give first and after ask, you know.
Interesting. This is a great concept, and a lot of people forget about it, that when you're trying to get something, learn how to give first, and that goodwill goes a long way. What I'm also interested in addition to that, is I would imagine a lot of people would ask the question, this is great, I'm happy to give. How do I get in touch with a billionaire? It's not like their phone numbers are listed, right? What is that process, or what was that process like for you? And what would you advise to people that are starting out in real estate or even other industries to start building these high caliber relationships? How do they open that door?
Add the value. That's it. Add the value. How you add the value is different. You need to know how to add the value to a billionaire. Remember, the most important thing in life is ask the correct question. I learned from Naveen Jain. He's a billionaire, create the most, you know, one of the most important company in the product like Biome or other kind of company. He told me something that when you learn to ask the correct question to yourself, you will becoming really wealthy. Now, which question you need to ask? It's really easy. One, it will be possible, like how I possible add the value to a billionaire to give this to this billionaire something where he already don't have. And you started to think about and you started to realize in your field how you possible add the value. Now, in my case, for example, in the case because I create this opportunity to have an editorial in Forbes, as normally is really big opportunity, I give them notoriety, I give them authority, the possibility to be present in a big journal where a lot of business people see. But for somebody starting from zero, you need to ask to yourself, how I possible add value to Eugene? How I possible add value to Jacopo in what he do? And from this point, you come in with an idea and you start to connect with these people to add value. The big problem, I receive many every day, 5-10 requests from people. They ask without give nothing. Somebody ask for, hey, how you do this? And when you give the book, they don't want to learn nothing from the book. They want something like this. This is my portfolio tech and moving. It's not, this is life. Life is a concept. Add value to people from humanity and from business, and the open of your life will be, you know, the sky will be the limit. And correct question will create the correct relationship. This is what I believe and what I apply.
Interesting. Yes. Figure out what you can give and set the target in the way that would benefit others first before it could benefit you. Once your network is sufficient size, then you will start seeing rewards coming back without you pushing.
You know, Eugene, like, it's really easy. The concept is this one. Think about something. I am investor, for example, like you, no? If somebody starting from zero and he want to learn, what they do? The first thing, they call you and tell, hey, I want to learn from you. But why I need somebody coming with me in the right my sides if you don't know nothing? I need to teach you, correct? Yes. And if I need to teach you in campaigns, this is not really good. But what you give me? No, you give me your time. I don't need your time because I already have the experience at the time. Now, the correct question people they forgot is this one. How I possible bring an a deal? How I possible bring an a deal to you? How I possible bring, and what I do when I have people that are at the next level, if I am over here, I want to go over here, if this is my concept to go, is like I try to bring them value. Now, how I possible bring them to value through business or through relationship? Now you decide. Normally, business is something moving fast because if you bring something to Jacopo where he make money, he will open the door to you, with you. But if you bring nothing, what you want to receive? Nothing. You know, this is how it's working. And really easy, but unfortunately, the concept is really complicated for a lot of people. Give and ask the correct question to how add value to people, and you will receive wherever you want. And how you find these people? You find the people in the right place. If you want to connect with a billionaire in real estate, you will go to the fair where the billionaires speak, and you will stop them, and you will try to ask, and you will try to move, and you will try to connect with these people easily. But people, they forget everything is easily if you give. Everything becoming complicated if you only ask, you know?
I want to ask you about your concept of MPBE, meditate, morning, pray, biohack, and an exercise. How did this come together for you, and what does it look like in practice?
I am a sensible investor, pragmatic. I read many, many, many books, and all the book that's talking about real estate, how you becoming wealth, rich, blah, 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 but without any concrete information. And I read about meditation, so close your eyes, blah, 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 the same thing. I want to give to people like me something concrete. And people like me, they want something concrete where not Jacopo told to Eugene, hey, read my book, it's the best. No, what I do is this one. All these four pillars, the MPB is coming from my experience of life where I am really down and I find each piece in different part of my life. For example, the morning I learned from one book of Hal Herold, Miracle Morning, really nice guy. I have the first speak with him, stay in contact with him. I learned important to wake up really early in the morning where I am working better from 5 p.m., 4:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. where I am more creative. The meditation I learned from one person I see have a lot of energy and I ask what you do. And he gave me this meditation transcendent piece. Like in the book, what I do is something different. Like this method working for me, bringing me a lot of energy, I will utilize until I will die. But I study, I go deeply, why meditation this kind of effect? Why pray and I utilize prayer activation brings some kind of effect? Why utilize this device bring me in biohacking this kind of effect? From over there, I explain everything from university, Oxford University told you why brain utilize some kind of meditation bring you more value to for entrepreneurs. And the same thing I do in real estate. In real estate, this book is connect to part. You know, I believe now in create from to the external. Means if you don't have energy in your life, if you don't have charging your battery, your soul every day, you will arrive one point now at 41 or in 10 years or maybe before at 30 where you don't have any more energy and your life go drown. Now, in this book, I assembly two parts change completely in my life. MPB, meditation, pray, morning, pray, biohacking, and exercise, where I explain everything where it's coming from, the information. I only assembly and real estate change completely in my life. And I am an example because, you know, I'm good with the number, but I don't recognize myself like Einstein. And the majority of entrepreneurs, they are no Einstein. They are entrepreneurs working with the number where I possible travel the world, enjoy my family and everybody they possible do and everybody inside the book. And I know this book possible change life and from my experience personally. And I analyze why this kind of thing bring energy, you know?
Excellent. And so this book, I understand you're donating proceeds to children and elderly causes. How do you define success at this stage of your life?
Yeah, like what's happening is this. First of all, I give the donation. I donate to Herman. It's an association help people to have another type dignity. And I give my real estate with less price to this association because they bring people to life. Now I find another purpose in my life. Now I started to ask the correct question. My next 5 years will be the most exciting in my life because I am not go through only the money. The money is already arrived at 28 years old many years ago and I generate from zero. I know I will generate money, but now my main goal is to generate real estate where the real estate is not only a concept where you live inside the property, but the property will coming something where you possible regenerate yourself. And I working with different city now, a different association where I will bring a unique concept in real estate where people, they go through their house, they will not open the door and sleep only, but they will go to the house and they recharge their battery, their soul, because I win this, you know, environment, one community where, you know, will bring a different device, a different kind of sound, a different kind of smell, a different kind of opportunity where people, they will. And I know 1000% when these people, they will utilize this kind of, you know, the technique for their life change a coming different color happening to me. And I know it's working for a lot of people. I want to integrate this internal abundance in something concrete like real estate, you know?
My last question for you, Jacopo, is if you could go back and talk to that 17-year-old version of yourself just after the injury, what would you say to him now?
I will say, don't worry. Life, you know, is a process and down. You will achieve. And you don't have afraid, because if you have somebody loved like how I have in my life, I have two beautiful grandmother and grandfather, you have two super nice family, I will never be alone, because I know this angel will be every time in my life.
Excellent, excellent. Where can I find the book, and how does one get in touch with you, Jacopo?
Yeah, first of all, I ask with all my heart for you to buy the book, because the book, if you have experience and knowledge, the book thing for me important, because if you have savvy investor or whatever your space, the book is related to connect these two parts. Don't be alone, a savvy investor, a shark, to create something inside, and you will be more fulfilled in life. Because happening to me, I know what does it mean, be empty inside. I've been empty for more, and I recognize my face in the mirror. I need to refine myself. And for this reason, it's really important. Buy the book, and you will find the book in Amazon, and you will help this association to have more light. And they possible find me to, you know, investor broker, where I share, you know, some good words, some experience in real estate, some experience in, you know, with only.
Do you have an audio version too?
Yes, I have an audio version too, and everything is in Amazon. And is something probably really important to have audio, but at the same time, I really suggest the method, and I know will work, because for me, believe me, it changed completely my life. I've been in one point where, you know, go to zero to becoming successful economically. I've arrived at one point where I feel invincible, and when my business started to lose revenue, you know, I feel really crumbling inside. I don't understand what's happening, because my family told me, hey, don't worry, don't stress it out. You create really something really good from an economic side, but I don't know anymore where is going my life, the confusion. And with this method, every day I utilize the confusion disappear. You need to have a clear mindset to bring your life to be really healthy, rich, and happy, because these three words represent the main goal. But it's possible to have. I am healthy, rich, and happy. I will work every day to maintain this, because it's a work for every day until we die.
Jacopo, thank you so much for your time and valuable advice. I am definitely sold on the book. We'll start reading it immediately, and I hope the listeners will too. I wish you all the success in the world, and to continue staying healthy, rich, and happy.
I really appreciate the interview, and I hope the same.
Excellent.